Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
Peace and blessings to you in the name of the Son, Jesus the Christ, and in the name of our Father God, the creator of all creation. I greet you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Good evening to you, Pastor Rod, on your radio, Breaking Chains. I'm supposed to sit down with my brothers tonight. We're supposed to chat it up, and I tell you, don't know what's going on with this system. Has problems with it last night, trying to act up on me again tonight, and I tell you, we're going to rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Plead the blood over this line. See, I have to plead the blood over this line right here because I have no control over it. And I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, in the name of the Holy Ghost, let it rain down on this system right now, Father God, and touch every line that is affected right now and the enemy's trying to crawl over it. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, open up hearts and minds tonight, Father God. Break chains in lives tonight, Father God. Let things be moved. Let strongholds be pulled down, Father God. Let connections be remended and relationships put back together, Father God. Chains and people pulled away from people that don't need to be around. Let things happen tonight, Father God. Let's do it tonight, Father God. We claim it and we plead it right now in the name of Jesus. Let's get this show started. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good evening to you. Guess what? We kings right here tonight. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone.
Yeah, yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I know they ain't gotta tell me.
Promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands. Control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because some crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my
You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail where God stays.
Nah.
I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful servant. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over. over yonder to a better place.
Yep.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yep.
Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Stepping.
Yeah.
We marching, we stepping. We marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See, the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown. I'm a prophet.
But I see it.
I speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a king,
I'm God has given you authority.
I'm a prophet,
and
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a prophet.
You need to grab what's yours,
I'm
baby.
A prophet, I'm a prophet.
Let's
speak
go.
The word over my family. I'm a king,
yeah.
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
Amen. Breaking chains. Back to Brothers Talking. What's going on with you, Pastor Rod? Tell you radio. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. What's going on with you? It's going to take the men to put things back together. Apostle Gantz on the radio with me. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm happy to be here. The devil is a lie.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to cut us off, but we keep on going forward.
Amen to that. I tell you. Amen. He can't have this. I tell you, we had a powerful show last night, Apostle, and tonight we have to take this for men, and it's something because we come together with our sisters on last night. But this right here, it's all about the brothers because they're trying to turn our men into something that God said that they're not supposed to be. And I think
right.
that we have to stand up against that and remind the men, our brothers, what God has already created us to be. You know, God has an order, and God's order, was the Godhead and then man and then woman and everything else. And I think what has happened is that society has trying. I'm going to say society is trying to change that that structure around, and it's time for the man of the house, the man of the church man, the man of God, to stand up and say, okay, enough is enough now. You know, it's time to stand up and be who God called us to be. And Apostle, I want to talk about that tonight because there's a lot going on in society, and it's starting all the way from the White House to the crack house, from the White House to the alcoholic house to the prostitute's house, to human trafficking, to murder. There's a whole lot going on in the streets, and it's time to say enough is enough now. We full-grown men of God, and we are the church. We talked about this last night, and in order for things to get back in order, it's going to take the man of God of the church to stand up and say enough is enough. Am I correct on that, Apostle?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So First Kings... I want to start there, Apostle. 1 Kings 2, 2 through 4. And what it says is, I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord your God. Walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may establish his word, what he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons pay close attention to their way to walk before me in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. Lord, have
mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Apostle.
And that's the same thing that God is putting before us now. Okay. Now, when I was a baby, I thought like a baby. I acted like a baby. I did what a baby was supposed to do. Then when I became a child, I acted as a child. Okay, and this is the growth of the church. The church has been a baby. The church became a child. Okay, then the church became a teenager, an adolescent. But now the church is in the stage of being a man, a full-grown man.
Come on.
And it's time to put away the childish thing. Okay, so in the book of Second Chronicles, we got an example of them setting the church back in order, setting the house of Israel back in order.
That's right.
The instructions are right there for us in the Bible. Well, this, you know, so men and women of God, don't think that we're coming at you hard or that we're being anti-church or anything like that. No, we are setting the church back right.
Amen.
Okay? And so what we are doing, we are calling you back to your first love, back to your first calling, back to God.
Amen.
And Pastor Roger, he just read to you what God will do if we will just abide in his word. All right.
That's powerful.
That's where we're coming from. So if we got any disclaimers, you can put them out. You can put out the disclaimer. We're not being anti-church. We're not being anti-Semitic. We're not being anti-none of that. But
Amen.
We are setting the house back in order. The house has...
Amen.
Y'all know that the house is out of order. Y'all know that the church is out of order. You
That's
know
right.
that we are missing the mark. Okay? They say a tree should... You should know a tree by its fruit. And you see your fruit. You know what? You know that it is time for us to make a change. It's time for us to turn around. And,
we're
going to come to you with nothing but the truth. We're going to come to you with nothing but this word of God. And that's what's going to set you back on course. Now, the choice is yours.
Amen.
Okay? And what was that last verse you read over there where it said that if your sons would just obey
the word
of God. Pay
close attention. Yes. Come on now, Apostle. He said all we got to do is pay close attention to their way to walk before him in faithfulness with all their heart and soul. All their heart and soul. And we shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. So that means that we got to be strong and show ourselves a man. It says, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes. See, 1 Kings 2:2-4 tonight is powerful for us tonight. Just like the apostle said,
right.
This is where we are. This is where we are right now. And we're going to concentrate on this tonight. And the apostle is bringing you some other scriptures. He brought you 2 Chronicles when they were building the temple, preparing the way of the church. They were building
That's
the
right.
church, preparing the first church for the temple of God. They were built because we talked about it. The apostle told you last night they used to have to carry it on stilts on their shoulders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're preparing it for you. They're the first church in the Old Testament, and it's something, apostle, that we have. And I heard a pastor talking about it. I think I sent you that link today. The pastor was saying what they had in the Old Testament, we got it for. Greater than them because of the New Testament, because of Jesus the Christ.
That's right. God gave him all power.
Yes.
In heaven and in earth. And then he went beneath the earth. He went down to hell and took away the stain of death. Death has no more dominion over us.
That's right. Amen.
He resurrected with all power in his hand. And guess what he did? He turned around and gave all power to the church.
To the body
of Christ. He gave us all power. So why are we running around here acting like we can can't hardly get along. What is wrong with us?
Come on now.
What is wrong with us? When we've been given all power, but because we don't know who we are, you know, Satan got them so mixed up in playing church and being religified that they don't see that they have all power. They can tell that man, they can tell that devil, get behind me, Satan, and move forward. Ain't enough rebuking going on out of that. And you know, it's lately, Pastor Rod, every time we come on praying, breaking strongholds, breaking chains. We come on breaking chains, rebuking the devil. Now you get your hands off this. This word is going forth. And we don't see that no more in church. Everybody, we're being church Hollywood. Full of entertainment. You know, yeah, you're making the people shout. You're making the people dance. You're making the people, hey, get happy. You know, when they walk away from that, they'd be like, woo-wee. Man, I don't know what Pastor talked about, but whatever he talked about, man, I sure feel good. Wait a minute. By the time you get home, that devil is on you already, attacking you, already got your family in a bind, you know, because you have no authority. You ain't rebuking no devils. You ain't walking in no power. I'd rather they didn't play no music, didn't put on no dances, no nothing. Just the man of God come out there, open up the Word of God, and read the Word of God, and say, and explain to them, this is what thus says the Lord. That's it.
Marco. Amen.
They'll walk out of there with some power instead of some church Hollywood. I don't know
that's
how else to put it.
But that's the truth. Possible. Because that's what's going on. That's what's going on. And like the apostle put the disclaimer out, we're not attacking any of your houses of God. We're not attacking your religion. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening to us, we're bringing scripture to you, God's word. We're using God's word. So if you have a problem with it, that means you have a problem with God's word. That means that you're not following God anyway. So that means you're the enemy of God anyway. So you know what I'm saying? You're going to be mad. Nobody should be mad about what we're talking about but the enemy. So if you're the enemy, so be it. You know? So be it. We're here to educate and teach and to uplift and empower God's people. We're shepherds. We feeding the sheep. That's what we were told to do that. You know what I'm saying? Christ gave us an assignment. You know what I'm saying? He sent his apostles out to do work in the land, work in the fields. That's what we are. We're servants to the Most High God. So that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We don't put ourselves above or beneath anyone. You know what I'm saying? We're told to do something and we do it. And we enjoy doing what we do because John 3:16 told us something and it sticks with us. We don't know how it feels about you. But we know what it says when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We know what that means. That sticks with us all the way to the core of the soul with us.
So, amen.
So you know, we're here to educate. So, Apostle, when we read that scripture there in 1 Kings, why is it, Apostle, that men are not in, and not all men, but we see, because the scripture has even spoken it, that men will be lovers of themselves, and you know what I'm saying, and not only just in a boastful manner, an egotistical manner, but sleeping with each other. Why have men got so feminine and lost their masculinity? And then lie on God and say that they were born that way. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't make mistakes. If God created you to be a man, when you were born a boy, that's what God wanted you to be. God don't make no mistakes. And you need to be very careful on lying on God. So you know what I'm saying? Be mad at me. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Be who you be. That's between you and God. But we just having a conversation right now. Why has the masculinity turned into femininity.
Glory to God. Glory to God. You started off the broadcast by saying that the world, and we know that the prince of the ruler of the air, the devil and Satan, he is the ruler of this world.
Yes, okay? He is.
And basically everything that God did, they're trying to undo what he did. And the first thing that he did, he made man. He created man after his own image and his own likeness, and he gave man dominion over the earth and everything in the earth. So in order for Satan to have any rule or any reign, he has to take away the dominion of man. That's his problem right there. That's why a third part of the angels fell, because, you know, God put the power in the hands of man. He put control over the earth, his one of his most perfect creations, in the hands of men. He didn't give it to the angels. He didn't give it to the angels. He didn't change their positions, their duties, their responsibilities at all. You know, they were created angels, eternal beings. Okay? They live with God. But yet here they are worried about the affairs of men. A third part of them fail for that reason. Now look, Satan come but for one reason: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. First of all, he want to kill your manhood. He want to kill you as a man. He don't want you to walk in the position of a man, because if you walk in the position of a man, that means you walking with authority over him, because Christ has given us authority over the devil. God gave Adam authority over the devil from the moment he was created in the garden. We've had that authority. What jeopardizes our authority? Sin.
Amen.
Because if we walk in sin, then we have no fellowship with God. But what did Christ do? He took away the sin factor. Like, you know, we're living under grace right now. Sin has no, the wheat and the tares are growing up together. Sin has no dominion in the world anymore, because Jesus Christ died for all sin. Now, let me break that down to you. What that means? That means he died for all sins in the past, meaning every sin that was ever committed in the past by anyone, it was forgiven. Then he died for every sin in the present, meaning that every sin that we could ever commit, or every sin that's being committed right now while we're speaking, Christ already died for it. It has no effect in the earth anymore. Then he died for all future sin. That means whatever sin they're going to commit in the future, I don't care what it is, how it is, whatever it is, it's been paid for. Okay?
Amen.
But now man don't know that his sins have been paid for. When God look at the earth now, he don't see sin anymore. He don't see sin anymore. He only sees the blood. He only sees Jesus.
Amen.
And if you get ready to rise up off the throne to smite out the sin and iniquity, Jesus show him his hand and be like, wait a minute, Father. Hold on now. I done bought that.
The
wheat has to grow up with the tares, and
glory,
the judgment is still going
to
come. All right, they have to take away the position of the man. The man has to leave his natural position and become feminine. Okay, in Sodom and Gomorrah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you for that revelation. In Sodom
Lord,
and Gomorrah, they came to the door beating for the men
to come out so
they could lay
That's
with
right.
them.
Yes.
So they could lay with them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Lot said, wait a minute, I got two virgin daughters. I got two virgins right here. Ain't never been touched by a man. Let me send them out to you. They said, no, we don't want them.
That's right.
Now,
that's
what,
right.
What? That don't even sound like a man. They said,
we don't want
the virgins. We don't want them that ain't been touched. We want the men that you got in there.
Mm-hmm.
We want the men that you got in there. Satan is trying to destroy the creation of God, and the most precious creation that God has made is man. And if man would leave his natural affection of the woman to go to sleep with another man, and the woman would leave her natural affection of the man to go to sleep with another woman, it is an abomination before God.
Amen.
You heard it right here. You heard it right here on Breaking Chain. We ain't going to tell you no lie.
That's right.
You know, I can't justify my sins. I can't justify yours.
Amen.
I have to go down on my knees every day just like you got to go down on your knees every day.
Amen.
Okay, but Satan, what he's trying to do, he's trying to discard the role of the man. Okay, and the same thing that's happening in Black America today is happening in the church universal. It's like God is using us as an example of his people. Okay, so everything that you see is happening to the black man in like America, South Africa, all around the world. You see the affliction of the black man. But the same thing is happening to the church, to men in the church. And I don't care what color you are, black, white, green, yellow, red, it doesn't matter. If you're a man of God, you're going to suffer through these trials. Just like the black man, being born black, has to suffer through his trials, you're going to have to suffer through your trial. And the first thing Satan is going to try to do is take away your manhood. Have you ever noticed that, you know, pastors can be praying for everybody, and they keep everybody's secrets, you know, sins, you know, they keep them away from the church, they minister to the people behind closed doors, they mend families back together, they help the people out, the daughters that get pregnant, they counsel with the daughters, they bring them back to the body of Christ, you know, they do all that stuff. But now, as soon as the pastor falls, and he's going to get caught in some kind of adultery or some kind of money scam or some kind of mess. As soon as the pastor falls in sin,
ain't nobody, yeah.
They
yeah,
destroy
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Instead of ministering to him, admonishing him, building him up, no, they destroy him right away. You know, because of his sin. Wait a minute. What's the difference between his sin and your sin? You came to the church and confess your sin to the pastor, okay? And nobody ostracized you or criticized you. Nobody brought your family before the board, or nobody treated you in no kind of fear, you know, ferocious way. But as soon as the man of God falls, or you find something in his life, then you want to condemn him.
That's
so
right.
That's what Satan's plan is. By him taking out the man of God, he takes out the congregation too. He takes out the congregation too. So you need to guard your man of God, and you need to admonish him. You need to correct him if he need to be corrected, but you need to build him back up in love. The church should not be condemning the man of God because of his sin, because we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Should you set him down? Yeah, you need to sit down. And you need to sit down. Yes, sir, pastor, you need to sit down. Okay? And then we need to work out, you know, your salvation is what's most important. So we need to work this thing out. But in the meantime, we're gonna admonish you. We're going to lift you up. We're going to build you up. We're going to minister to you. We're going to do everything that you've done for us. And that's what we have to do. So Pastor Roger, right now, you hit on a powerful thing, because the enemy's number one job is to take out the man. Because if you remove the man, let's say we look at a regular household, if you take out the husband, then that leaves the wife. You know, that leaves the wife. And then he got easy access to the children and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, I'm sorry I took so long, but, you know, I had to get that out.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's teaching night. And the thing about it is that when the scriptures say show yourself a man, you just explain that the world is trying to take that out. So that means when he's been taken out, he cannot keep the charge of the Lord, his God, because he can't keep the charge of himself. He's lost his identity. So if he loses his identity, it's impossible for him to walk in the ways and keep the statutes and the commandments, the rules, and the testimonies of the Lord and the law of Moses. He can't keep them because he's lost them. He's already committed abomination towards all of it. So here we are. Here we are in the time and era today where the man of God, yea, though he's going through it, the enemy is attacking him. We have to stand together and be our brother's keeper.
Amen.
There's a lot of distance in the church today with brothers, the sisters, everybody. The church is so divided. And that's not the church. That's not the church. That's not the body. The body can't separate itself and go in different directions.
No.
The body can't do that. My physical body can't do it, so I know the body of Christ can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A house divided can't stand. You know? That's the word. It can't stand. So we have to be our brother's keeper. We have to be there to pray with and for one another. Most importantly,
Amen.
That is our greatest weapon, is prayer. Our greatest weapon is prayer. And then we have to learn to support each other. We're doing too much tearing each other down.
Amen.
And there's too much jealousy and hatred and bigotry and envy. And then the sad part about it is that you envious and jealous and ain't got nothing to be envious and jealous of, because we serve the same God. You know what I'm saying? You can have anything that you ask for, but you can't have anything because you got that envy and jealousy in your heart. So you got a cold heart. So God can't bless you.
Glory to God.
God can't bless an evil spirit, because God don't deal in evilness. God don't deal in confusion.
Mm-mm.
He turns his back on it. Sin does not reside in heaven, in the kingdom nowhere.
Nope.
Jesus hung on the cross as sin, and the Father had to turn his back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was our sin hanging on the cross.
Glory to God.
We have to get to a place, and now is the time. It's not get to it. We're here. Now is the time to say enough is enough. I remember a few weeks ago you was talking about the era of Martin Luther King and all of those civil rights era and all of those strong men back then. Here's a time where our people looks for a leader instead of looking for the leader within themselves.
Amen.
Because if you say that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know what I'm saying? He is your all in all. He is your way maker. He is your provider. If you're saying all of this, look in the mirror. There's your leader right there.
Amen.
There's your leader. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am my leader. You know what I'm saying? So that makes me a leader. That makes me a disciple of Christ. That makes me an apostle of Christ. That makes me a soldier for Christ. That makes me a fisherman of men. That makes me everything that Christ say that I am. So what it says, if your sons pay close attention to their way. Did you hear that? It say to their way. So that means I need to pay a close attention to me and how I can be more like Christ every day and follow after his statutes and keep them and walk in his way, keeping his commandments, his rules, his testimonies, as it is written by the law of Moses. And then he say, I may prosper in all that I do and wherever I turn. Look at that. Look at that. I will prosper in all that I do, wherever I turn. So see, stop paying close attention to everybody else and worrying about the plank of the wood and the stick and everything else, the speck in your brother's eye, and look at the big old piece of wood in yours. Look at all the sin on your plate. Look at all the trash at your front door. Get Get your house in order first. Clean up your house. Clean up your house.
Pastor Roy, can I speak candidly?
Please do, sir.
Glory to God. With all the sin, you know, that's going on in the world, we're talking about fornication, we're talking about the adultery, we're talking about the murdering, we're talking about all of the lying and the stealing and, you know, killing and everything that's going on in this world.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And then when we come inside the church don't look no different because we got pastors pulling out the pistol on the pulpit and slamming the pistol down on the Bible saying, you know, like these my Negroes and y'all Negroes ain't going to do this my church. You know, okay, so you had to pull the pistol to tell them that. And then we got so much fornication going on in the house of God. We got so much adultery that's going on in the house of God. And so what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to turn a blind eye to the iniquity that's going on in the church, but we want to preach to those that are out there in the world? No, we have to call sin sin wherever it is. It don't matter.
Right. Absolutely. It doesn't matter.
Because we are fighting for the manhood of man. Okay, this earth, God has given us dominion over it. So that means
right.
We have to rule over the earth. We can't allow, you know, sin to take effect over us. Because like you said, God doesn't see any more sin. He doesn't see any more sin. He only sees Jesus. He only sees
Amen.
Jesus. Okay, so now there remaineth no more sin in the earth. What am I saying? No, I'm not saying, you know, you can't sin. No, yeah, you out here sinning. There's sin still being going on in the earth. But as far as God is concerned, those sins were paid for. Okay, so now it's your choice. Okay, you can die in your sin, or you can live forevermore. You can accept the Lord. Those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
are given eternal life. So you have a choice now.
Yes.
You can die in your sins or you can choose a new life.
No,
and we choose
Amen.
A new life.
Amen. That's for real. That's real talk. Hey, you tuned in to Breaking Chains tonight. This is called Brothers Talking on a Thursday evening. Apostle, looks like we got a call on. I don't know. Let's see who's on the line with us tonight. Is there someone there that would like to join us tonight? Good evening. God bless you and welcome. Hello?
I'm sorry, I have a mute button on Brothers. I know I'm just listening to you, Brothers, tonight. I mean, you know, sometimes you just have to listen. So I'm just going to listen.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Good evening, Sister Kathy.
You're blessed.
Okay. Apostle, I tell you, I really want to stick with that because why is it? And you say we got to be candid, so let's go ahead and just be candid. Let's be straightforward with this. Here's something that I've noticed. We have a lot of single home parents, single mothers at home raising children. A lot of mothers raising their sons. Okay, when you know. And I was one of those young men that came up. My dad and my mom separated, and I stayed back and forth with my parents, but with my mom mostly. One thing that I've noticed when I got into counseling and started working up there in Atlanta, actually, in counseling and dealing with these young men, I started paying attention to how mom attitude, temper, and temperament was But then I started paying attention to how the son's attitude, temper, and temperament was all about. And there were a lot of similarities. And do you think that by, and I know that it is, so it's not really a question. So let me put this another way.
Well,
by dad being
fall from the tree.
yeah. So do you think though? But do you think that that's become a major problem with a lot of the ways that our young men have gotten kind of angry?
I mean, as I was going about today on my day, I was looking in the face of every young man that came toward me. And you see how the Holy Spirit works? Hey, bruh, they are so feminine. I mean, they've learned from what they're around. Okay, they've learned from the role models that they see every day. Okay, you know, they acting like their mother. Because, you know, how many of them, you know, are really around men, you know, men of valor, men of stature. Okay. Most of the men that they may encounter, you know, and I'm not, you know, when, you know, I'm not saying that's all, because there's a lot of men and I my hat's off to all of my men that are out there that are a part of their children's lives, that's a part of the lives of the people, the young people in the community, because, you know, wherever I go, if, you know, if it's laid on my heart to speak to somebody, talk to somebody, I'm gonna do it, you know. And when I walk out the door, I'm saying good morning to everybody that passed by. You ain't gonna pass by me without, you know, looking me in the face and saying good morning, or saying what's up, or hey, what's going on. I'm gonna speak to everybody that I see. And today they're becoming, as I looked in those young men's faces that I passed by today, you know, everything is feminine. The eyelashes, the length of the eyelashes, the, you know, even the way their mustache sets, everything is feminine about them. You know, they don't have that manly look in them, you know. Could we say that's because they was raised by their mother? No, because there's a lot of good mothers out there. They raising good men. They raising good, you know, good men. They coming up to be good men. So we can't say that. But I agree with you. I noticed that, you know, that they're taking on more of the characters of the mother, because I guess the absence of the father. But I wasn't absent in the lives of my children, so, you know, I believe the father is taking part in that child's life, even if he's not there. By him not being there, he's affecting that child's life. Amen.
Amen. I think a lot of anger resides within them because of their confusion of their identity. I think a lot of our young men have an identity crisis. They're fighting with who they are and which direction that they need to go in, a lot of them, because whether that they are being pushed to the feminine side, whether they are being pushed too early to become a man, or just confused, period. And a lot of our, because when you look at it, a lot of our young men, a lot of murder that's going on in the streets today is, you know, is caused by young teenage boys and young adult males, early 20s. So when you look at that, you want to say from 25 to maybe 16, and that's a very young age to be committing murder. So it's about, what is it that's going around in a young man's mind that's causing him to be so angry to want to commit a murder at that young of an age? What has him so discombobulated in his head? And see, that's where we need to tap into. We need to we not only need to be praying for our young men, we need to also be talking to them and counseling them and finding out what it is that's pushing them to a point at that young age that they want to kill another young man that looks just like them.
Well, we started out by saying Satan come for one reason, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Pastor Rod, I can't believe this. Now, you know, you in the entertainment field. You know that this music that they pumping out here 24/7, you know, all this.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I do know that, Apostle. It's not that I'm not aware of that. Here's my thing though. I'm aware of all of that. Here's my problem. Mm-hmm. Let me just go straight at that then. So since we know all of this, and we the church, I'm gonna say it like this: why not? We ain't doing nothing about it. Why we ain't doing nothing but talking about it, and we ain't putting no action behind it?
Amen.
Why we ain't doing nothing? Okay, so yeah, I come from the entertainment field. I walked away from all that devil music. But here's my problem now. I sit on this side. I sit on the kingdom side. Why ain't nobody sitting over here with me doing nothing about it? I sign on this thing every day. Why ain't nobody doing nothing about it that's stepping up to it, stepping to these people, that's going to these record companies, that's saying enough is enough, that's going to these radio stations? If they doing it, we need to do it on a large scale. Forget them small scale. Our children dying every day on the large scale. We need to be doing something about it. I'm tired of seeing them on the news, hearing them on the record, on these radio shows, these talk shows. Forget all that. That's not fixing it. That's not what's fixing it. We the church. We just said we got all power and authority and dominion.
We shall overcome them by our testimony. And the greatest thing that you all are doing right now is bringing in these young boys who have been out there in the streets, have been through those things. Now that they are in the kingdom of God, they are rapping and they're making music that is telling their story, that's telling that, yeah, I've been there. Yep, I was out there tricking with you. I was out there banging with you. I was out there selling with you. But this is what God did, you know, and that message is going forth throughout the world. I mean, it ain't just stop here in the United States. That's going all over the world. And that's what we're doing right now. We're countering every attack of the devil. He want to use the music. Guess what? We're going to use the music. Okay, you want to use the Internet? You know, guess what? We're going to use the Internet. Glory to God. You want to use the TV, the radio? Okay, we're going to use the TV. We're going to use the radio, and we're going to tell them what it is. We're going to tell them the bucket naked truth, the bucket naked truth. And once they see the bucket naked truth, that's it. We breaking chain. So they can come on with the rap. They can come on with the rap, and they can come on with whatever they want to come with. But we coming with Jesus.
Amen. Ain't gonna stop. Ain't gonna stop.
Ain't
gonna stop. Ain't gonna stop it. That's absolutely the truth. And speaking of coming with that rap, we're gonna take a break right now and throw some at them. Hey, you listen to the Breaking Chains. It's the brothers talking. We on the Thursday night. You want to get involved in conversation? Pick up the phone. It's 858-357-9137. If you're having a problem getting in, log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio and listen to it on your internet, on your tablet, wherever you are, and check us out because we right here. We hanging out with you. True Tony, y'all.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, so you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on pressing.
Because I refuse to.
I'm a step and press, you know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh.
minor season of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing, even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. Instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall.
Make us fall.
So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall,
yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for
yeah.
real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Never sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage one and three, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome,
yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all,
yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
No.
But I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
indeed. Welcome back to Breaking Chains. Brothers talking on the Thursday night, hanging out with Apostle Gant. Oh, man, I tell you, we got to put it together for the brothers, man. It's the men of God. It's time for us to step up to the plate. We done lagged in the back for a long enough time now. It's about time to step on up back to the front. You know what I'm saying? God never intended us to be lagging no kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. Let me tell you something. You run to the front of the line to get to the football game. You run to the front of the line to get your chicken sandwich. You run to the front of the line to get your liquor, your beer, wine, weed, get to the strip club. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you go as a man, it's your entertainment. You get there. You understand? Now it's time you get to the front of the line and start serving your God who created you, who gave you life, who put breath in your body, who gave you that job, who put clothes on your back, who gave you that car, who blessed you with your family, who blessed you with everything that you got, who you got to look to the hills when you having a problem, when you looking for your help. You know your help come from the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I guess that you forget that sometime, but God is going to remind you here real soon who he is, because I think that we tend to look the other way until it's time for us to be in need of something. He said he will supply all of our needs, but we only want to go to him when we want something. You understand what I'm saying? I think that we got it all confused, but it's Apostle, it's time for the men of God to step back to the plate. It's a lot of them on the plate. There's a lot of them on the wall. There's a lot of them on the battlefield, not neglecting, not putting anybody down. But the men that are just slacking back there, that just going to the church, sitting on the pew, going in God's house, just sitting there, just looking around, looking at butts, looking at women, and ain't paying attention, ain't going to learn, ain't going to listen, there's a problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. See, you're supposed to be a provider, a warrior, a protector, not just for your family. You're supposed to be taking care of the kingdom as well. But man, you, oh Lord, have mercy. Listen, Apostle. That's a lot of work to do, sir. There's a lot of work to do. And I think that we have to get to a way of teaching about responsibility again and accountability, because if you haven't been told about accountability and responsibility, there's no way for you to follow in those steps and order of it if you don't know truly about what it really means and what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I think that a lot of things were a lot of teaching was wrong. A lot of things and were put out, and I'm not gonna say they were lied to. I think that it was just put out. How you say it was watered down. I think that it's time now to just put it to like what you said, a butt naked truth. You know, just put out right there in front of you, so you just know what it is. And so Apostle, when we talk about the men in our time and era today, compared to our ancestors of yesterday, would we have had a chance?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, if you take the men of today and you put them in the situation that our ancestor was in, oh, yes. They would definitely make a definite change.
And you say that because what they're more violent.
If you're talking about with our mindset, with the mindset of this generation, you take them back to those days. Ain't no way the white man would be able to get away with what he. Getting away with because they've been enlightened, they've been empowered. Yeah, they've been too empowered. You know, that's that forced them to change their attack. You know, when they saw dogs being let loose on them and people being beat down in the streets with batons and police, you know, skeeting water hoses on people and all that stuff, it broke America's heart. When America seen itself, it broke its heart. Okay, so they've done all that they could do. They flooded our communities with drugs. They flooded our communities with guns. They still flooding our communities with guns, just dropping them off out there, saying, "Okay, hey, y'all, get these, go kill each other." Okay, but through all that they have placed upon us, Pastor Rod, we have survived it all, and we continue to multiply. Like the children of Israel did in Egypt, they say, "Man, before we can even get in there, to stop the pregnancy, man, them women from them Hebrew women, they done already had the baby, you know, because we are the children of God, we are the descendants of God, and He, and no matter what happens with Black America." You know, we always overcome it. They flooded our community with HIV, thinking that that was going to take us out. They attacked some other African countries with HIV and AIDS, okay? What we call that, that's biological warfare. That's
right.
Biological warfare, okay? Guess what? We survived, and it spilled over into their neighborhood. Everything that they try to do to us, with the guns, with the drugs, with the diseases, the biological weapons that they come with, we survive it, and guess what?
It spills over.
We overcome it. We overcome
it. Amen. Yeah, we
and
do.
You're right. It spills right over to it. Spills right over into their community. So what the word? That's the word of God for sin itself. It says, if you dig a trap for one man, you dig a trap for one.
Okay.
Guess what? You better dig two.
Yeah, for yourself too. You may
well
dig it for yourself
too.
Because
the trap you're digging for somebody else, that trap might be for you. My grandmama used to tell us stuff like that.
That's right. Absolutely true. So we're at a point now where it's about educating our people to go to the next level. Because one thing that we've been talking about too, you and I are going back and forth and talking about, is about the ending of these 400 years.
Amen.
And the thing about it is, of course, now let me say this, is that accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior already made you free. Okay, let me clarify that. However, what we're talking about is this man-made enslavement. Okay, that has been going on for a while, and. The scripture said that you be sent to a foreign land for 400 years. Your 400 years is almost up based on man's calendar. Okay, man's calendar. Okay,
man.
And what he created and what he did and when he did it. And let me say this: if you feel at this point in your time of life right now, on this day, December 5th, you seem like you're going through more turmoil than it seems like, or things seems a little bit out of hand, or you just stressing more, you worrying more. Stop stressing. Stop worrying. All that saying is that the devil know that his time is almost up. He ain't even got 30 days left because your enslavement period is almost up. So
Amen.
That means that you'll be totally free. You'll be totally free. Totally free. And it's going to be up to you then what you do with your life. Because, see, if you choose to not be in alignment with God, you won't be able to receive your blessing. See, you sitting around here waiting on some reparations right now. See, you're going to get your blessings in another way first. God got to bless you. See, you looking for something from man instead of expecting it from your heavenly Father. You know what I'm saying? He's got to give you what he wants you to have. See, the reparation's going to come, but you just don't know how it's coming. So, see, you got to be in alignment with God. Ooh, my God. Listen, all I'm going to say is that we've been talking about it. Your 400 years is almost up. Just be in alignment with God. And my mighty men of God out there, be on point. Get back to the front of the line. We gonna be on here having these conversations because Apostle, we have to keep having these conversations here because the men need to talk. Because men don't talk about things that are always worthwhile talking about. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of brothers out here don't want to talk about number of sports, football, basketball, some that don't, whole bunch of distractions don't mean nothing. And their focus is pulled. Nothing. And their focus is pulled away. And the enemy knows what he's doing. The devil knows what he's doing. And he's very much aware of what he's doing. And we have to stop allowing him. Listen, here's the thing. We have to stop allowing him to think that he has power and authority over us when he doesn't. He doesn't. He was defeated. Christ defeated him. He don't have any power and authority. He was defeated. He was stripped of everything. And we have to take that scripture for what it is. God said it, that he was defeated. And we got to really believe that. It's up to you, though, if you want to have enough faith to believe that and trust in God to believe that. Because it's true. We believe it. We know it. So, when the scripture tells you at the name of Jesus, all you got to do is call on him and the devil got to flee. That goes to show you right there that he was defeated. He can't even stand and listen to the name. He don't even like hearing his enemy's name, the one that defeated him. So we have to be all about who we represent. We was created in the image after the likeness of the Godhead, and we represent him, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? When Jesus left here, the Holy Spirit came and lives amongst us right now, lives in us. We carry the Holy Spirit around. We are the temple that the Holy Spirit lives in. So be at peace with that. Accept that. Live with that. You know? So, Apostle, I just wanted to come on tonight and talk about a couple things. And before we go, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the people about, because this is something that's very puzzling, that's buzzing around, and I want to hear from you. You're the elder. We got a lot of turmoil, and a lot of it is coming. A lot of trust issues are crashing in the church simply because of the leaders of the church. How do we make sure that we get the people back on point in with the trust issues?
Well, Pastor Rod, I say, you know, let God be God. I mean, if I could turn your attention to the book of Second Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, the 7th verse. This is a strange verse. This is a very strange verse. Very strange verse in the Bible. And probably people haven't even paid any attention to it until I read it to you tonight. But God will take care of his church. Okay? In the seventh verse of the 22nd chapter of 2 Chronicles, it says, "And the destruction of Ahazar was of God by coming to Joram." It says that Ahasuerus' destruction was of God. Men and women of God, you are going to reap exactly what you sow. You in that sowing confusion, guess what? You're going to reap confusion. You in that sowing fornication, you in that sowing adultery, in that sowing, whatever you out here in this world sowing, that's exactly what you're going to reap. You're going to reap what you sow. What you plant in the ground, that's what's going to grow. Ain't no use in you planting watermelon in the ground and going outside expecting collard greens and corn. It ain't going to happen. And God will destroy you. Destroy your whole life. What you do in the dark, it shall surely come to the light. And everything that you're doing right now, it shall surely come to the light. So God is going to do what God is going to be God. While they out there playing church, I don't say nothing. I keep, you know, I slap a tamarind and say, praise God. You know, keep on going, doing what you're doing. Because the same God that warns me every day, that same Holy Spirit is warning you. And if you don't heed to it, then that destruction is right there coming for you. Now, I always looked at that scripture as a strange scripture. The 7th verse where it says that and the destruction of a man was of God. That God authorized it. He said, okay, that's it. I'm going to go ahead on and let you reap what you have sown. All right, I'm going to kick it back to you.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
That's true. Amen.
I mean, you can't play church anymore. Not in this generation. Not in this day and time. Our elders, God used them for a particular purpose. But now God is reforming the church. He's calling you out of your iniquities. He's calling you back home. And you have to come home. There's no way you can get around this word of God. He was just quoting the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis where God told Abram, look here, your people, your seed is going to go into captivity for 400 years. And Abram would look like his name wasn't even Abraham yet. He was still being called Abram. He was like, wait a minute, I ain't even had a child yet. I ain't even did any other thing that you said that I should do yet.
That's right.
And you're already telling me that, yep, even though you're going to be blessed, you're going to be a nation among nations, you're going to be as numerous as the stars in the heavens, but your people are going to go captive for 400 years.
400 years.
And we the only people that fit that description from 1619 of August to 2019 of August. This year marks our 400th year in this strange land, in this captivity land. The word of God fulfilling itself right before your eyes, and you sitting up there living in the most tremendous time of your life where God is getting ready to judge those that enslaved us. God is getting ready to judge those that ostracized us, that oppressed us. He said that after that time limit is over, as Pastor Rod was telling you, he said, I'm going to come back and get you. And so now it's up to you. Now it's up to you to get right with God. Because those of you that have got on the Babylonian side, have got on America's side, you are Americanized to the point where you don't wanna be in the tribe of Israel. You don't wanna be who God called you to be. You don't want to be the children of God, then you're going to suffer with America. So I'm begging you, men, women of God, return to the Lord. I don't care whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, who, it doesn't matter. You need to return back to God with the whole heart, with all of your being, because what's getting ready to happen right now, you're not ready for it. I just read to you the seventh verse in the book of Second Chronicles, where it says that God will allow your destruction. He will allow it. And what's happening to America right now, look who you got in office. You elected Donald Trump. Glory to God. You know, so what's getting ready to happen is getting ready to happen, Pastor Rob. It's getting ready to happen. Ain't no stopping it.
Ain't no stopping it. Not at all.
So you made the appeal to him. You begged him. Look, come on the Lord's side. Hey, and how'd that scripture go? Whose side are you on? And you had to tell him, nah, I'm on the Lord's side.
I'm on the Lord's
side. I'm on.
Me and my house, we serve the Lord.
That's
over
right.
Here.
I'm on the Lord's side. That, I ain't got no other choice.
Don't have no other choice.
And when we look at, right now, there are all kinds of teachings and philosophies. Every day there's a new thing popping up on the internet where they're trying to, disclaim Jesus Christ, say that, that was something that was made up, that ain't the real scripture, that ain't the real thing, but Pastor Rod, I hear what they say, okay, but it cannot nullify what Christ has done in my life. I don't care what name you call him. You can call him whatever name you want to call him, okay?
That's right.
Okay, but I know when I lifted up my head to Christ, when I lifted up my heart to the Lord, and when he came into my life, I felt that.
I knew that he came into my life. That's right.
With the miracles and
glory,
the signs and the wonders that I've seen in my life, I cannot discount that. You can say what you want to say about the name of Jesus Christ, about Yahshua. You can say what you want to say about it, but I cannot deny him for what he's done in my life and what the miracles that I've seen that him do in other people's lives. It can't be disputed. So you can say what you want to say, but it's not going to change my foundation.
My God.
It's solid.
Yes,
upon
sir.
This solid rock I stand, all other ground sinking sand. I'm standing on Yahshua. I'm standing on
Lord.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because that's all that I have.
My God.
And he
that's
said,
it.
If you deny me before men, guess what? I'll deny
you
before
the
Father. There's a whole
Lord,
bunch
Henry.
Of people out there that's denying him. When they go on their job, you know, they don't want to act like a Christian. They want to laugh and joke with the people and do this and that. Nah, I'm going to be Gant. If you see me today, I'm going to be Gant. And you might not like what you see, but I'm going to still be Gant. I'm going to still be Gant. And you, know what's going to be coming out of my mouth? Jesus.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Come on now. Real
glory
talk. Glory to God. Hey, y'all listen to Breaking Chains. Brothers hanging out talking tonight. Hey, 858-357-9137. We're going to come back with our final thoughts. Hang on. We'll be right back.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. The universe in my heart, I know you desire to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Got me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow, move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess.
Jesus, my daily
talking on the Thursday night, breaking chains in our lives, your lives, all around the world. Breaking chains, breaking chains. That's my man, Drew Toney. I just want to be one with you, Lord. Just one with you, Lord, oh, Lord. Whew, I can't make it without him. I don't know what to do without him. I can't survive without him. And I tell you, you need to try him, because I don't think that you know what you can accomplish without him. I don't think that you had a chance to try him yet. I tell you what, this has been a powerful night. Me and the apostle, my brother, have been riding with me for 5 years now, and I've been excited about that. We've been carrying this thing, and it's come a mighty long way. And I tell you what, wherever you are in the world listening, I had a chance to go on today, Apostle, and look at some stats. And we are actually growing in numbers all across the world, actually. And, you know, some languages that we are a higher percentage than others, you know, languages that I don't know. But they know what we're saying, so I thank God for that. And so we have to continue doing what we're doing. And you know, we don't know whose lives that we're touching out there. So, you know, to each one reach one, each one teach one. So I just thank God. I give him all the honor, glory, and praise for an opportunity to be here with you, but also all of our other co-hosts that join us on other nights with us, that come in and help to feed the sheep. And I thank God for that, for giving us this opportunity. So I'm just going to say thank God. You know, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And thank you, Holy Ghost, for raining down on us and allowing that open door. So just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And Apostle, open up the doors of the church and close us out, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hmm.
We have come to you today. We come to you today out of love. I mean, make no mistake about it. I love you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I love you. Because I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Everything. I said that we were operating on 10% in one of our past broadcasts. Everything that you have learned in the church, everything that you're doing in the church, you know, is just 10% of what God has commanded us to do.
Mm.
And until you wake up to realize who you are, what your relationship is with God through by what was done on the cross, through by what was done in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Yeshua, the one we call Jesus Christ, we have all power, we have all authority. So now I'm asking every pastor, every bishop, every elder, every evangelist, every apostle, I'm asking every one of you, men, women of God, ministers of God, to pray with me tonight. Yes, for you to rededicate yourself, for you to reopen your
Lord,
eyes.
Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord.
To come back home. We love you. It's time to come back home.
Jesus.
It's time to set the church in order.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
You hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you?
All
right. Father God, right now we come as sheep.
Lord Jesus.
We come before you as sheep, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you are our shepherd.
Yes,
you lead
Lord.
Us out to green pastures, Lord. You lead us to the safe places where we can lay
yes,
down
Lord.
In the shade. You lead us to our meals, our daily meals, Lord.
Yes,
you lead
Lord.
Us, dear Heavenly Father, to the fresh water.
Yes,
to that
Lord.
Fresh water, that fresh knowledge, that fresh wisdom, that fresh unction of the Holy Spirit every
yes, Lord,
day.
God.
So right
Jesus.
Now, Lord, we come rededicating ourselves. We come reeducating ourselves. We come
yes,
wholeheartedly
Lord.
Back to you, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Asking you to take charge of our lives, Lord. Father God, we're asking you right now, because we reap what we sow, we're asking that those seeds that we sowed that were bad, Father God, that you pluck them up, because
in
we don't know what
they Jesus.
Are.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Asking you to pluck them up, Father, because we don't even know where we went wrong yet.
In the name
so
of
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord God, we rededicate ourselves to you. We ask that you educate
Jesus.
Us.
Yes,
set us
Lord.
In right fellowship with you. We give you all
yes,
the honor.
Lord.
We give
oh,
you
Lord.
All the glory. Father
all
God,
glory.
We give you all the praise.
All
in the
praise.
Name of Yeshua, your Son,
Amen.
Our Lord and
Yeshua,
Savior
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank Amen. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
Woo.
To God.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you.
I don't
thank
know,
you.
Pastor,
thank you.
We might need to go on for another hour or so. Glory to God.
Say, so keep on going.
Amen.
Woo, amen, amen. Amen.
It's truly
God bless
honor.
You, Apostle. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful show. God bless you, sir. Have yourself a wonderful night. Love you, Apostle. Have a good one, sir. God bless you.
Love you.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.